EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
You are listening to the eBuzz with Carla B via EOTMRadio.com.
EBuzz. Carla B.
Street gospel, like only I can do it. We back. I infiltrate the game, stepping through like a T-Rex. Cross you with the world, put you on the bench. Who's next? Phenomenal, miraculous, for the cheese in the club. I serve God with a swagger, so the streets show me love. I'm the El Presidente, you can call me the coach. I pass it to these streets, and these thugs blowing weed smoke. I don't play when I spit, cause God got me on a mission. Now you need help, so you need an intervention. Then let this dog out, I'm loose without a muzzle, like a pit train to fight. I'm ready for the rumble, keep it gutter for the street. That's the LOD motto, the movement has began, now it's up to you to follow. The game is cutthroat, whether you spit for God or not. Whether you moving bricks from state to state or standing on the block. It's God who called a shot, and he sent me on this hit. I'm back for the first time, hope you remember this.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting patiently, waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
And that's why people like me. You can't cookie cut me, so don't you try to bite me. But they still be hating on me, even in the church. Cause East South ain't perfect and out of disrepair. But I still roll with hitters, we just hit a different way. I pray for God to give me strength to rep him out the bay. Where the youngsters getting hyphy, popping pills and fizzing. This is how it goes down and this is how they live it. But I'm representing Jesus, still giving you a shot. I'm throwing you a lifeline when the album drops. You can brag about your jewels, your money and your wits. But does that really matter if you laying in the ditch? I got dudes that's hungry, AQ is on the track. To supply the heat I need to put me back up on the map. The game need me like a fiend need crack. So I serve you with a dose and I had you coming back.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting patiently, waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
I've been asking for a minute, a little older, but I'm wiser. I can fall into a trap, but I escape like MacGyver. Some people play they self when they turn their back on stop. God pick me up, still screaming, Jesus rock. Jesus Christ in my side, healed the sick and raised the dead. So don't give up, keep your head up to my homies in the fed. I'm not a bubblegum rapper, it's reality with truth. My game faces on when I step into the booth. I got to feed my kids, I'm investing buying stocks. Time to give your life to Christ, stop living for the block. I'm giving you the business, put the smack down like rock. You in a bad predicament like in the movie Saw. I go hard in the paint like Omari Stoudemire. For God, I'm in the zone, I can't miss it, I'm on fire. I'm running through the middle with a style that is sick. You can brag about your money, but you still shoot quick.
You've been waiting patiently, waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. You've been waiting patiently, waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B. And if you're tuned in or you're streaming live, you're kicking it with me on a Friday night. It's our early show, the eBuzz early show. And that track right there was definitely, I was feeling it. It was entitled You've Been Waiting by a gospel hip-hop artist by the name of Aesop. And he'll be hanging tight with me in a little bit. definitely want to definitely pay some homage to him right now, because that was definitely dope. If you are feeling that music, call in right now, 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. Again, as I stated, I'll be speaking with that artist. His name is Esau. He is a Los Angeles-based gospel artist who has been called the Tupac of his genre. His baritone voice and aggressive, captivating style has kind of carved out a unique sound like his God-given name. Esau is a man of faith, and it clearly comes across in his music. And he doesn't, I like Esau because he doesn't rap about life excesses, the bling bling, the money, or women scantily dressed, but rather he shares his faith views on life mixed with street realities, which blends perfectly to produce what Esau likes to call street gospel. So with that, I definitely want to see if we have Esau on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me. A pleasure to be on with you.
Okay, definitely. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. And before I even dive into talking about that track, You've Been Waiting, it was definitely dope. But I want you to share with our listeners, Esau, the ones that may not have heard of you for whatever reason. Maybe they're living underneath the rock or something. But go ahead and enlighten their minds, if you will.
Well, I'm just a cat from the inner city. Grew up in the inner city, who grew up with the lure of drugs and getting involved in gangs and everything that come with that inner city lifestyle. And, was raised in the church and had the good upbringing, but you had that war going on, that good versus evil, the temptation and everything that I talked about pulling at you. And then you got the church upbringing. So I was kind of like, in between both worlds, so to speak. And as I got older and kind of started making my own decisions, I kind of strayed, towards the street. And fortunately, with God's blessing, he enlightened me, opened my eyes. And I'd always been rapping even before I started doing what I like to call street gospel. I was always doing secular rap. Man,
right.
when I embraced my faith, I just started doing street gospel, which to me is a wonderful blend of faith, what I've been through, what I've experienced, and what I see in the streets, in an effort, to give back and enlighten, and at the same time, make music that people can feel good about and listen to. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. That's my story. And, I've just been, blessed with an incredible, with a talent from God to utilize and to share with people. And so that's how I'm making my gift. What good is a gift if you don't share it? And I give all the glory to God for it. So I'm just a cat out here just grinding, trying to push this music.
Okay, that's what's up, and definitely appreciate you being so open and honest in regards to your upbringing and just living in the inner cities of any major city. It could definitely be tough. Before I brought you on, Esau, I actually shared our studio line with our listeners because I want to definitely get some feedback in regards to your music. And, of course, we played You've Been Waiting. We got a caller calling in from the high desert, and I know who this is. I believe this is my girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva. She has a show on the network on Tuesdays. And, Sweet Tea, you live.
Hi, how y'all doing?
We're
doing
good. Yeah, I want to know what you thought about that track on Sweet Tea, You've Been Waiting. What you think about that? Are you there?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. As you say, cool beans. it was awesome. It was awesome. I just wanted to just say, I can't pronounce your. What's your name again?
Esau.
Kirby. Oh, you talking about him?
I just wanted to just say, how could I fit this? It's a lot of young guys out there who want to be in a rapping business and try to, make their money like that, but you sticking to the gospel rapping, and I take my hat off for you, and that's great. So you just keep up the good work and everything, and you know, God is good, because that's where you'll get your blessings and everything at. So I just want to just give you props on that one.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And that's why I do what I do. Is for me, it's not about money, fame, or fortune. It's about being true to who I am and giving back through my music and being able to sleep at night. So that's what's important to me.
Right. And it's interesting. Yeah. Don't go nowhere, Sweetie. I definitely want you to hang tight. But, Aesop, I definitely want to ask you a couple questions, considering I've actually interviewed almost every major West Coast rapper on the West Coast, West Coast gangster rappers. And some of the things that I wonder and I ask is, you know, how do they sleep at night with just putting the kind of music they're putting out there for our children to listen to? And so I thought that was so profound of, you know, the comment that you just made in regards to this is how you put this music out and this is how you're able to sleep at night. So I just wish more rappers or artists, music artists in general, would have that kind of attitude, because definitely our children is listening to this music 24/7, and they're definitely, you know, they're definitely taking it in and taking in the bling bling and all that stuff. So again, definitely kudos to you and your team and all the great stuff that you guys are doing. I want to ask you what are your thoughts on gangster rap and its impact on our youth today?
Well, I mean, that's a widely, of course, debated issue and topic, and has been for years now. And, you know, to be honest with you, I fall on both sides in the sense of a lot of these artists on major labels and even independent labels, they find themselves in a catch-22 in the sense of, you know, a lot of cats are just trying to make it. Are they trying to feed their families? Are they trying to get put on, as they say? And so I think it's twofold. When I say twofold, I think record companies and the major labels are just as much responsible for what's out here, for what our youth are listening to, as the artists are for the type of music they're making. And record companies are accountable because they're the ones putting the major dollars behind these artists and the type of music that they're making. When you listen to your urban radio stations, when you watch, you know, the videos that are on TV, and in a sense, the artist is trying to feed their families in a sense. And if they don't have any firm values or foundation in a sense of, I'm gonna stay true to what I believe in, even if it means I have to go to work and go get a job, you know, they might not, you know, be as successful. Well, some artists are like, well, this is what record companies want, so I got to make this type of record. I got to make a record about having sex or shooting, because that's what we're hearing on the airwaves. You know what I mean? You're not going to hear my kind of music on a major urban radio air station. You just not. The chances are slim.
Right.
So
right.
For some artists, it's a catch-22 because, in a sense, they feel like, well, man, I got to make it out the ghetto. I'm trying to better my life. I'm making out the situation, and this music is the only thing I got to do. And this is what's being played. So I got to be this type of way in order to achieve a certain level of success. And so artists have to be responsible in the sense of they have to understand that for a lot of youth that come from broken homes, that don't have a father, or don't have a role model, and I've heard some artists say, I'm not a role model. But you are. I just watched a documentary on VH1 the other night on The Game. Now, The Game then had, you know, you've interviewed a lot of West Coast rappers. I don't know if you've interviewed him, but he's had massive success. And he even said out of his own mouth that the rap music, N.W.A., Eazy-E, Snoop Dogg, he even said out of his own mouth it influenced him. So for some artists to say that, you know, music don't influence, I think it's far from the truth. And so I think it kind of falls on both hands. The artist shares a responsibility for the type of music that they put out, and the record label shares an enormous sense of responsibility because they're the machine that's marketing, that's advertising, that's, you know, paying to get these records broken in
right.
all these media markets. And so it's a catch-22 for the artist because the artist is trying to, you know, get put on, so he got to feel like he got to make a certain type of music. And if he don't have those values, that conviction, then, you know, he'll sell out in a sense.
Right, and that's exactly what I think the hip hop genre is missing, is that the upbringing, that really that great upbringing of individuals having ethics and morals and caring about what is put out there. And I talked to a lot of different rappers, and a lot of the major rappers nowadays, they're not with a big label. They're independent. They have their own label. So now, since a lot of artists are going that way, so they can, you know, change things if they really want to. But it just definitely seems that the majority is definitely all about, you know, the dollar and what. If it don't make dollars, then it don't make sense to them. So, yeah, that's really tough. Hold tight, Aesop. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Smooth. Tasty and joylicious. The day's distractions have encountered serenity only thought to have been conceivable by solitude on an island far away, where the wind blows against your face like the Caribbean mist tantalizes your pores. It's always Lake. Get your taste of paradise now. www.lakeliqueur.com. That's www.lakeliqueur.com. Drink responsibly.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back, y'all. This is your girl, Carla B, and if you're just tuning in, you're streaming live to the E-Buzz with yours truly, Carla B, and we have a in-studio guest sitting on my red, glittery sofa drinking on some sparkling white water. It's some new stuff that I made up around here. But anyway, we have Aesop in the house with us. Welcome back, Aesop.
Thank you.
And we got my girl Sweet Tea hanging tight as well. So I know that we were before the break, Aesop, we were chatting a little bit about the industry overall and this all its, you know, corruption and money making people and things of that sort. So I want to kind of digress a little bit and go on to a little bit more happier news, and that is what you are doing. You're doing some great stuff, and I want you to be able to share with our listeners some of those things that you're doing.
I usually drive me anywhere. Our husband comes driving me
anywhere. Right.
All right. That was, I don't know, what was that? But anyway, Aesop, are you with us?
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Sorry, with us.
I got a lot going on just in terms of the music. The music and landscape has changed. So right now I'm releasing a few singles. You have one of them. I don't know if you had the other one. So just kind of pushing these singles right now. You know, I got a clothing company I've started. You know, I got a nonprofit organization, so I'm busy and involved in the community. So, you know, on all fronts, I'm just trying to stay busy and fulfill the purpose that God wants me to fulfill, not just in music, but my ultimate goal was just to really impact and leave a positive influence on young people everywhere that, you know what I mean, doing the right thing, you could be successful and you could be a man or woman of faith and have values and morals and still, you know, be used in a great way by God. You don't have to, you know, compromise and settle So, you know, I'm just kind of excited at the point I'm at in my life right now. I was telling somebody today, it's like I've never played poker, but I know a poker. When you feel like you got a good hand, you push all your chips to the middle of the table. So right now, I feel like I'm all in, you know. So, you know, just doing a lot of things right now, just trying to stay busy, get back to traveling and, you know, just sharing what I got going on with folks.
That's what's up. So talk a little bit about your Let's talk a little bit about your nonprofit organization. What is that about?
Yes, my nonprofit organization is called Reaching Over Boundaries. We currently have a weekly program that we do in juvenile hall. It's a reentry and a redirection program where we engage the young men that are incarcerated, because when you have them in that environment, you know, they're captivated. They can't do much. So that's an opportunity for us to get them to stop, to think about the direction they're headed in life and redirect them. The program is called BUMP. It's an acronym for Being Used More Positive. So, and it's a weekly program where we engage them in juvenile, and then once they get out, we try to work with them, help them get jobs, you know, just help keep them on the right path, because a lot of them, you know, don't have anybody. And so we try to be at least a positive influence in their life that they could turn to, and just somebody they can lean on when they need somebody to lean on.
Okay, that's what's up. That's really exciting. So if someone is trying to find out more about that organization of yours, do you have a website you can share with them?
Most definitely. To find out more about that and how you can be involved, you can go to www.reachingoverboundaries.org, reachingoverboundaries with an S.org, and gives you some more information about our organization and some of the things that we try to do and how we try to be involved in the community.
Right. And that program right there, you said that's for juveniles that are currently incarcerated, correct?
Right. It's for juveniles that are currently incarcerated. It's a weekly program that we have. And I know my assistant is from L.A., but I'm actually in the Bay Area. I'm from San Francisco.
Okay.
So our program is based out of San Francisco Juvenile Hall, but we not only work with the young men that are incarcerated, but we also work with young men that are in the community to keep them from being incarcerated.
Okay. That's really great. You are really, really trying to do all you can, it appears, to make a difference and to leave a legacy, ESOP. So, again, kudos to you on all the great things that you're doing. And I know that you are on social media, because I've actually found you on Twitter and as well as Facebook. So I was going to ask you this, considering it seems like that you're all over the place on social media, would you recommend different artists that are just coming into the game, using those avenues as ways to marketing themselves, and what kind of advice would you be willing to give them in regards to how exactly to market themselves in a positive light via social media?
Yeah, most definitely, because as an artist, you have to use any and everything that you can in order to expose and to share people, you know, your music, what you got going on. And so, you know, I've been doing music for, you know, 10 years or so, and they didn't have social media when I released my first album, you know, back in the day. And so, you know, the social media thing is a tremendous tool that when used correctly, artists can use to market themselves. And the beautiful thing about social media is they can connect immediately with fans, you know. And that's the beautiful thing about it. As, you know, before it was kind of like an indirect thing. Well, now, you know, artists can connect, you know, immediately with fans. And so I think that's a beautiful thing. People can, you know, reach out and touch you and actually interact with artists. And so I definitely think that's something that artists need to take advantage of in today's, you know, social media world. As it has turned into, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube, and all the other companies that you don't even know of that are a little smaller, but still just as very, you know, very much viable as well. So artists have to, you know, use whatever they can in order to promote themselves and get themselves out there, because, you know, if don't nobody know about you, you know,
people can't,
you know, get your music or whatever product or service it is that you offer.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true. So go ahead and share with our listeners your Twitter handle, as well as if you have a Facebook page you want to share with them.
Yes, for sure. My Twitter is, you can follow me at ESOP. My name is spelled E-A-S-O-P. That's at ESOP, E-A-S-O-P. And my Facebook is Facebook.com, of course, / ESOP, E-A-S-O-P. People can connect with me there as well. And they can also find me on YouTube. They can view some of my music videos on YouTube at ESOP TV, E-A-S-O-P. TV at YouTube as well. So, you know, we're trying to touch all the bases.
Right, right. That's what's up. And just so you know, ESOP, as well as some of the new listeners that are chiming in right now, if you missed the beginning of ESOP's interview on the E-Bus with Carla B, you can always refresh your screen after our show ends. And in about 15 minutes, you will be able to download the archive version of this interview. You can also go to iTunes and download the episode for free there as well. We're about to wrap things up in a bit, ESOP, but before we do, I definitely want to, I'm going to play How I Do It, that second single that I just enjoyed. I definitely want our listeners to be able to check that out as well. But I want to ask you, considering you are a gospel artist, I know that there are probably a lot of different lessons that you've learned along the way. So if you can think of one of those, like one of the biggest lessons that you have learned along the way that you would like to share with us, that would be so great.
So one of the biggest lessons I've learned is just to be who you are as a person, as an artist, and don't worry about trying to sound like somebody else, because a lot of times artists can get caught up in that. Oh, this is the hot sound now, because sometimes the music industry changes. You know, I grew up with hip hop, you know, from the early 80s, so I've seen hip hop evolve, and, you know, it went from fun, happy music and partying to gangsta, then to good time to bling bling, and you know, kind of back to partying, you know, now. And I think as an artist, sometimes artists can kind of, and, you know, trying to sound like this or follow this trend or follow this fad, follow this trend. But you have to be who you are as an artist and as a person, and to be who it is that God made you, because that's what makes you unique. I can't try to be somebody else. I can only be ESOP. Even if that person is selling millions and millions of records, I can't try to duplicate their sound. I have to be who I am. So that would be one of the biggest things I've learned, is just to be who I am. And if I could add to that, you know, being smart in terms of, you know, when you're an artist, in terms of financial decisions you make, you know, because, you know, I've learned some costly lessons financially in the music business, because, you know, the music business is such a huge landscape. So you have to be very tactical in your approach when it comes to marketing yourself, when it comes to spending dollars to push your music. And so just being very, very frugal in terms of the decisions that you make when it comes to financing your project, financing your label, and things of that nature.
Right, right. That's some great advice. That is some great advice. You definitely need to understand this business that we call the music business. So I definitely agree with you on that. ESOP, again, it has definitely been a pleasure to have you on with me this evening. Before we go into this track, How I Do It, I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about it and lead us into it.
Well, it's a straight West Coast track, because I'm a West Coast kid at heart. So, you know, it's heavy strings, heavy bass. So it has a Dr. Dre kind of feel to the track, and I love this. I love these kind of tracks. And this was a track just for me, like the title says. This is how I do it. This is me. This is who I am. This is how I represent. And so this is how I do it. How you do it is how you do it. How I do it is how I do it. So it was just a fun track that I had a lot of fun on, where I was just able to just kind of take that West Coast vibe that the song gave me and just, you know, talk about, you know, getting back into the music, because these songs actually are the first songs I've released in quite some time.
Wow.
And so that's why the first track was called, that you played, was called You've Been Waiting, because I used to get a lot of people who had got some of my prior music, you know, email me, find me, and say, when you coming out with something new? So that was a specific dedication to those people. That's why I chose that title, You've Been Waiting. And then How I Do It was just more of a fun, kind of laid-back song, where You've Been Waiting was a more gritty, in-your-face, type of track. This one I was a little bit more laid back. I just had fun with it and let people know this is how Aesop do it.
Okay, that's what's up. Y'all heard it from Aesop. This is how he does it. Again, thanks so much, Aesop, for giving us a portion of your Friday evening. Y'all check it out. This is how Aesop does it.
This is how we're doing it. What's up with it? What's up with West Coast music? Street gospel.
Resurrect my game. Aesop, righteous thugging, ain't a thing changed. I'm in the spirit, popping this, trying to bring you life. When bullets fly, even hard cats call on Christ. Life in the spirit, who knew it could be this good? Where I'm from, it's all hood and it's no good. Cats will pop you, tell them things that rip your chest. There's no protection for you, even if you wear a vest. Embrace my faith, now I'm gonna take the church to the street. I spit that heat for cats who carry street sweet. And for you youngsters in the church who like it all cool, I'm back to give you more of something like an encore. I bring the ruckus, I get it crunk up in the place. They telling me welcome back like my name was Mace. Come on and bounce to this West Coast live music. Ride for the G and you ain't understanding how I do it.
Come on and bounce to this West Coast live music. Ride for the G and you ain't understanding how I do it. That breaks my faith now, still I got the upper hand.
Your soul. If he was here, he'd walk the ghetto with the thug and show the love that would reach out to the Crips and Bloods. I spit with hope, I'm shining like a light in dark, even though dreams fade when them guns bark. Come with tenacity, relentless like a red nose. I'm like a number one draft pick, I'm getting chose. My lyrics juice like I've been at Valka for the summer. I hog the road, switching lanes like I'm in a Hummer. I got to be a beast when it comes to making hits. Odds are against me because I go to church and spit. I flip the script though, I stay connected to the game. Over the years though, nothing really has changed. Cause where I'm from, only Christ can give my block hope. That's why I put my heart in everything I ever wrote.
Come on and bounce to this West Coast, my music. I'm up for the cheer, you ain't understanding how I do it. That breaks my faith now, still I got the upper hand. Like I'm a smash, put it down all across the land. Come on and bounce to this West Coast, my music.
And hard hats, put me on base with a free pass, cause I'm at bat. I rep the man who took the blame for your boy's sins. Locked out of heaven once before, but now I'm getting in. Ghetto survival, spit the realest when I'm on the mic. Go ahead, and I ain't mad if you change your life. This ain't no fairy tale or fiction, man, it's not a game. Brothers dying in these streets, so I bring the pain. Slip with a twist, no cuss words, but still hard. Open my arms to the thugs, put the boy your card. I'm not a rookie to this rap game, I've been in it. Catch your attention like some chrome rims that say spin. I got my shine on, not from the bling, but from the light that I be walking in, even though it may be night. Come on and bounce to this West Coast mob music. Rock for the G and you ain't understanding how I do it.
Come on and bounce to this West Coast mob music. Rock for the G and you ain't understanding how I do it. That breaks my faith now, still I got the upper hand. Like I'm a smash, put it down all across the land. Come on and bounce to this West Coast mob music.
I can't go.
What's up, friends? This is your girl, Carla B. I hope you enjoy 60 minutes of fun in the sun with yours truly, Carla B. I want to thank my guest, Aesop, for hanging tight with me tonight on the E-Buzz Show. Hope you enjoyed his music. Make sure you check him out online on Twitter and Facebook and all that great stuff. That's Aesop, E-A-S-O-P, on Twitter, and you can find him everywhere, or virtually, definitely check him out and support his music. The guy's doing some great things on the West Coast for West Coast rap. He's talking about gospel rap, y'all. And before you exit our radio page tonight, please, pretty please, if you can please like our EOTM radio page and, like us. And also subscribe to receive alerts to future shows because we have some great stuff coming up for you, and make sure you check out and save our link in your feeds. Check out EOTMblog.com, the number one spot for entertainment, celebrity news, celebrity gossip, and all the greatness that's happening with EOTM Radio, EOTM TV, and all our different EJs. You can check them out via EOTMblog.com. Until next time, you guys, wish you a happy Friday night. Be safe. Have fun. And I guess I'll see you next time, right? Yeah. We'll close it out with another one of Aesop's tracks. We started the show off with this a little bit earlier. This is You've Been Waiting by Aesop. Thanks again, y'all.
Yeah. Aesop. L.O.D. Music, baby.
Spitting this street gospel like only I could do it. We back.
I infiltrate the game, stepping through like a T-Rex.
Watch out.
Cross you with the word, put you on the bench. Who's next? Phenomenal, miraculous, for the cheese in the club. I serve God with a swagger, so the streets show me love. From the El Presidente, you can call me the coach. I'm pastor to these streets, and these thugs blowing weed smoke. I don't play when I spit, cause God got me on a mission. Now you need help, so you need an intervention. Didn't let this dog out. I'm loose without a muzzle, like a pitch trying to fight. I'm ready for the rumble. Keep it cut up for the street. That's the L.O.D. motto. The movement has began, now it's up to you to follow. The game is cutthroat, whether you spit for God or not. Whether you move a bricks from state to state or standing on the block. It's God who called a shot, and he sent me on this hit. I'm back for the first time, hope you remember this.
You've been way too patient, been waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. You've been way too patient, been waiting for shot to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
And that's why people like me. You can't cookie cut me, so don't you try to bite me. But they still be hating on me, even in the church. Cause Aesop ain't perfect and out of disrepair. But I still roll with hitters, we just hit a different way. I pray for God to give me strength to rep me my debate. With the youngsters getting hyphy, popping pills and fizzing. This is how it goes down and this is how they live it. But I'm representing Jesus, still giving you a shot. I'm throwing you a lifeline when the album drops. You can brag about your jewels, your money and your wits. But does that really matter if you laying in the ditch? I got dudes that's hungry, AQ is on the track. To supply the heat I need to put me back up on the map. The game need me like a fiend need crack. So
on you with a dose, and I had you coming back.
You've been way too patient, been waiting for shop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for. You've been way too patient, been waiting for shop to drop. Now this is what you've been waiting for.
I've been asking for a minute, a little older, but I'm wiser. I can fall into a trap, but I escape like MacGyver. Some people play they self when they turn their back on stop. God pick me up, still screaming, Jesus rock. Jesus Christ and Messiah healed the sick and raised the dead. So don't give up, keep your head up to my homies in the fed. I'm not a bubblegum rapper, it's reality with truth. My game faces on when I step into the booth. I got to feed my kids, I'm investing buying stocks. Time to give your life to Christ, stop living for the block. I'm giving you the business, put the smack down like Raw. You in a bad predicament like in the movie Saw. I go hard in the paint like Omari Stoudemire. For God, I'm in the zone, I can't miss it, I'm on fire. I'm running through the middle with a style that is sick. You can brag about your money, but you still shoot bricks.